Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Today, we are bringing you an update on the status of the recently passed law in Missouri called the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act. On previous Animals Today shows, we discussed this, and it was referred to as Missouri's Proposition B, and it did pass, but by quite a very narrow margin. So the debate continues, and in fact, State Senator Bill Stoffer has taken action to begin the process of repealing the law. Today on the show, we have three interviews from three individuals who are very interested in this law, but who have very different perspectives as to whether it is good legislation. First, I'm going to be playing parts of my interview with Missouri State Senator Chuck Pergeson, who strongly opposes the law. Then you will be hearing from Dr. David Pragle, veterinarian, who is a spokesperson for the Missouri Veterinarian Medical Association, which originally opposed the initiative. Finally, we will give one of the main sponsors of the initiative the opportunity to respond to the key assertions made by Senator Pergeson and spokesperson David Pragle. So let's start by hearing from Senator Chuck Pergeson. So we have with us Missouri State Senator Chuck Pergeson with District 33. Senator Pergeson, thank you so much for being on Animals Today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Senator Pergeson, the 96th General Assembly convenes tomorrow, which is January 5th, and Bill Stoffer's repeal of the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act, also known as Proposition B, will be in play then. You have stated your opposition to Prop B. Why do you oppose this law, sir?
Well, I think it just goes after licensed breeders. The attempt was that was sold to the general public to vote for this is that it would get rid of puppy mills, but that is very much far away from the truth. The truth is it is going to go after licensed breeders and affect them and affect their livelihoods. People that are raising a quality product are the ones that's going to be hurt by this. The people that hoard animals that operate outside the law, the ones that create the problem, will not be affected by this legislation. So the legislation only will hurt the people that care most about the animals and the ones that are out there right now going through the process of being licensed, following the rules and regulations set forth by the USDA. They're the only ones that's going to be regulated by this. Well, right now, the USDA licenses these kennels. A government official goes in and looks to make sure that regulations are being followed, that they're raising a quality product, that the animals aren't crowded. And this only affects the people that are licensed because that's the only ones that the USDA has any control over. Who this is going, and that's the ones that's going to hurt the most. The people that are causing the problems are the people who are not licensed, that operate outside the law, that basically hoard animals, that they keep them in unclean, unsanitary places that the USDA inspectors do not go, and that's who the official should be going after, not the licensed people that follow the rules.
State Senator Chuck Pergeson made the assertion that the provisions in this law should have equally applied to the humane societies as well as the breeding operations.
They exempted themselves because of the cost that it will cost them to comply by the legislation that was passed by the voters of Missouri. So their goal is to put these people out of business. And that is their ultimate goal, and that they could care less about good, prudent, licensed breeders. They simply want to put everyone out of business. Otherwise, they wouldn't exempt themselves from the legislation.
Do you feel that the provision in the new law that limits the number of breeding dogs to 50 is an unreasonable or unfair restraint of trade?
Oh, absolutely. It ought to be quality. What's the difference between a farmer that has 100 head of cattle? You know, what's the difference between a person that has goldfish and has 100 in the bowl rather than 50?
This is
the rights of an individual to own property and basically pursue happiness in America. And what you're having is a government coming in and saying you can only have so much X amount, and it should be based more upon quality of care rather than how many animals a person has.
I then asked Senator Chuck Pergeson if he thought that there were enough votes in the General Assembly to repeal this law.
I'm sure there's several. Senator Stoper's been in the forefront on this. Representative Lerner in the House has been, as along with many others.
Okay. And is there anything else you'd like to say to my listeners?
Well, I think that raising quality animals and making sure that people have healthy animals should be our utmost goal. And unfortunately, this doesn't do it. The problems that are being created are people that operate outside the law, that operate unlicensed kennels, that aren't inspected. And unfortunately, this legislation goes after the very people that are trying to do a quality job. And so you're going to end up having less people that have quality facilities and will create a bigger market for people that operate outside the law. So unfortunately, the consequences of this will basically hurt animals more than it will help them.
The senator then commented about the possible economic impact to his constituents of the law.
This is almost a $4 billion industry to southern Missouri. In a time of economic turmoil, we have to do what we can to protect the livelihood of people that do this for a living. I have neighbors that raise quality products, that they raise quality animals, and are going to be put out of business by this legislation. And I don't think that's what the government needs to be doing, is putting people out of business and causing more and more people to fall, on basically government assistance because they're not able to go out and earn a living on their own. So, I'm representing my district, and hopefully we can do what we can to protect the people that live and work in this area.
So you just heard from Missouri State Senator Chuck Pergeson in response to the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act, which they are trying to repeal or modify. And now we're going to continue our discussion about the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act in Missouri. I now have my discussion with Dr. David Pragel, who is the spokesperson for the Missouri Veterinary Medical Association. And we began our discussion by me asking if the MVMA wants to repeal this law. And he says,
MVMA has not taken an official stand. We do have our annual meeting in a couple weeks, and that may be a topic. I'm not sure at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I think the general consensus is that probably repealing it wouldn't be the wisest choice, but an official decision has not been made.
Why did the MVMA originally oppose this law?
Being a veterinarian, being a group made up of veterinarians, our single mm-hmm. biggest concern is the welfare of the dogs and the dogs that are involved. I started to say cats, so this is not a cat issue. But our biggest concern was the dogs that were involved. And the Proposition B was written, by our estimation, more with a strong distaste and dislike for the puppy breeding business, regardless of how good or bad it is. And all it would accomplish is pushing puppies out of our state and to other states without any regard to the actual care of the animals. So it's an animal welfare issue for us all around.
Dr. David Pragel then went on to tell us about the biggest problem, which is enforcement.
One of our biggest problems is enforcement and the money to accomplish that enforcement. Missouri mm-hmm. has not increased licensing fees in 17 years to provide any additional monies for that. That's possibly a good step to take. But just shoving the business out of our state without regard to the puppies really doesn't, is not something that as a veterinarian I would see that would be good for the welfare of the animals. Our state guidelines provide very sufficiently for the needs of the pet or the puppy. It's just that getting the enforcement is our biggest problem.
Don't go away. You'll be hearing more of my interview with Dr. David Pragel, who is the spokesperson for the Missouri Veterinary Medical Association, which originally opposed this initiative, Prop B, which is now a law, the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Don't go away. And you can always join us on Facebook And please visit animalstodayradio.com to learn more about the show and also join the discussion on Facebook. There's always something interesting going on. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Lori Kirschner. You're listening to Animals Today.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with Discover, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I bought brown loafers, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
A riding mower?
That too.
How about my morning coffee?
Uh-huh.
Afternoon coffee?
Sure thing.
Late night coffee?
You bet.
I kind of like coffee.
I can tell. So remember, the next time you buy something, use Discover, because it could make you a millionaire. Limitations apply. No purchase or card application necessary. Visit discovergiveaway.com for official rules.
Surgery for them. Please speak out against the vocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Cultural world and in, you know, in their music, to actually have to encounter it in the classroom with the teacher and with thoughtful peers to think and talk about what the word means, where it comes from, and why it's used in the context that it is in Twain's work.
One assumes that it's not that, I mean, that he's made that same leap that you have here, that what he's dealing with is, or what these teachers are dealing with is, complaints from parents or complaints from
doo-doo. I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We are continuing our discussion, our interview with Dr. David Pragel, spokesperson for the MVMA, Missouri Veterinary Medical Association, which originally opposed Initiative Prop B, which passed by a very narrow margin, now known as the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act. And one thing that Dr. Pragel does like is the increased attention to the puppy mill issue that this legislation has brought.
One of the tremendous benefits to this whole issue has really been a wake-up call for state officials. And as you all know, as everyone knows, in any government agency, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So now, I mean, we've been clamoring for more enforcement. We, meaning the veterinary community, been clamoring for more enforcement for several years. But what the Department of Ag would tell us is, well, we don't have the money, which was true. They did not have the money. And so, of course, what happens when the wheel gets squeaky and gets loud? Well, then somehow the department, they rob Peter to pay Paul, and all of a sudden enforcement steps up. So that's regardless of what happens with Proposition B, the one of the outstanding aspects as far as animal welfare goes is the state is going to get more involved and what I would hope is increase the licensing fee to generate more money for more inspectors.
I then asked Dr. David Pragel if he had an opinion about the limit of the 50 breeding dogs per facility.
The rub I have with Prop B is mm-hmm. For instance, is the 50 dog limit. And what that would do is, like I said, it will push the puppy business out of Missouri, which if you just despise the puppy business in Missouri and you want to feel like, yes, I kicked them out of my state. And what happened to the puppies? Well, I don't know, but they're not in my state. And as a veterinarian, I want to take care of the puppies. As long as there's a demand for puppies in New York, there's a demand for puppies all over it's not just the East and West Coast, my goodness, any metropolitan area, there's a huge demand for cute little puppies that people were willing to pay a large sum for. And I want to make sure and have an input on how these dogs are taken care of. With Prop B, it will push, if it was enforced as written, there would not be a puppy industry in Missouri. It would be forced into other states, which then I think about, all these little doggies the vast majority of the dogs are being very well cared for in the state.
Dr. Pragel, you mentioned you don't really like this limiting the number of the breeding dogs to 50. What would a reasonable number be for you?
Oh, well, a reasonable number, if you go into a facility and they're taking good care of whatever they have, if that's 10 animals, because our existing statute, the Animal Care Facilities Act, I think it says 3 or 4 breeding females. It has the more stringent standards than does Prop B. As far as it doesn't set a limit, though. So if a person is more than able to take care of 200 dogs, if you go in there and that individual and their staff is doing the appropriate job.
I then asked Dr. David Pragel if he thought that this law was designed to be a first step toward further regulating the livestock industry.
who knows? And if I could tell you that, I might be able to prognosticate who's going to win the Super Bowl, what I think it was more than anything, because HSUS, as you're well acquainted with HSUS, they spend a great deal of money in animal activism, and I think they're kind of testing the waters to see what they might be able to do here in Missouri, and that was a very safe issue to go with. Now, had they been insanely successful and if they'd have had a 60-70% in favor of Prop B instead of a narrow margin, they might have come back with something, along those lines. I don't know. I'm sure someone thought about it. It was certainly used as a hot button issue to inspire people to vote against Prop B.
Dr. David Pragel then talked about enforcement and licensing fees.
Well, the biggest thing, doctor, would be to let's go ahead and get some money for enforcement. Let's increase the licensing fee. Our fee is $100 to $500. That's a very small amount. And if a facility is unable to you know, pay twice that, which, you know, doubling the income from licensing is bound to put more money in the system for enforcement and designate that money strictly for enforcement. And that would do more than any law we could possibly write. And because as we all know, you know, our government tries to do things to improve society on an annual basis. And many times just getting it enforced and getting it done is one of the biggest drawbacks. So what we need is, you know, what I hope this does, and, you know, repeal, I don't know if that's going to be very interesting to see what transpires. And as you and I both understand, any legislator that makes a statement and he gets great support from his constituents is unlikely to change that. But now then, what will happen in when this thing really comes up? Because, you know, there were several hundred thousand voters that liked Proposition B, and to throw it out to me would be short-sighted, but I think we need to use it and to inspire our state to enforce the laws that we have. And if there's, you know, parts of Prop B that would meld in there, then let's meld the two together and get the dollars we need for enforcement and do a much better job.
There you have it. That's the opinion of the Missouri Veterinary Medical Association, a fairly carefully constructed position, if you ask my opinion. So just after the break, we will be hearing from Barbara Schmitz, who is Missouri State Director for the Humane Society of the United States, as well as the campaign manager of the Missourians for the Protection of Dogs, which is a coalition of groups that put together and sponsored Proposition B. She will be responding to some of the comments made by our first two guests.
So you and your family have decided to get a dog or cat. We think that's great, and we want to remind you to adopt your next pet instead of buying. That's because there are so many lovable, adoptable dogs and cats waiting to go home that it just doesn't make sense to buy a pet from a breeder or pet store. And tragically, 50 to 70% of all animals that enter shelters are euthanized. That's millions per year. So when you adopt your pet from a shelter, most likely you really are saving a life. Did you know that most dogs sold in pet stores come from puppy mills, crowded, inhumane breeding facilities that exist simply for the profit of their owners? Did you ever consider that dog breeders are in business mainly to create and sell animals? Buying animals just makes pet overpopulation worse because it perpetuates unneeded breeding and takes away chances to live from sheltered animals. Even if you want a particular breed, you should still visit a shelter because 20 to 25% of animals housed in shelters are purebred. Or contact an animal rescue group that works with the breed you like. With not much effort, you can usually find your perfect companion. So remember, adopt and save a life. It'll give you a nice, warm, and furry feeling. This message is from Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We are now pleased to have with us Barbara Schmitz, Missouri's State Director for the Humane Society of the United States. Barbara, we have just heard statements from Missouri State Senator Chuck Pergeson, who opposed Prop B, and now it seems that he will be part of a coalition to either repeal the law or to change its important provisions. I would like you to respond to some of his key points, if you would. Is that okay?
Oh, certainly.
Barbara, first, give my listeners your impression, your general impression of the situation.
Well, overall, I guess I'm concerned about some of the actions the elected officials are engaging in. I think it's really important for elected officials to respect the will of the people. And I'm concerned that there's an effort to subvert the judgment of the voters. I think that's just not right. It's anti-democratic. Our system is actually built on majority rule. A majority of Missouri citizens favored Proposition B, and that includes majorities in both the Senate legislative districts and House legislative districts. The voters acted precisely because the legislature failed to stop puppy mill abuses. So it's undemocratic, and it would just be wrong of lawmakers to ignore what the people expressed at the ballot box.
Okay, thank you. Barbara, Senator Chuck Ferguson repeatedly stated that the real problem is the unregulated illegal breeders and not the licensed breeders who are regulated by the USDA. And the point he was making is that the bill does not address the unlicensed breeders at all. What's your impression of that?
Well, unfortunately, it's just factually incorrect. Proposition B will address all large-scale dog breeding facilities, regardless of whether they're licensed or not. But the reality is that we have a really serious problem with licensed facilities in Missouri. We're known as the puppy mill capital of the country, and it's because if you look at the inspection reports from State Department of Agriculture inspections, U.S. Department of Agriculture inspections of Missouri facilities, it is very easy for you to see some of the really substandard conditions that go on for years at these places. That includes licensed facilities where dogs are being kept out in extreme temperatures, where some dogs have frozen to death. There are many instances of dogs at these facilities who are kept in tiny wire floor cages for their whole lives, denied exercise. And it is really common for these dogs to have illnesses or injuries, but to be denied veterinary care. All of those things are present at licensed facilities in Missouri, and it's because our laws before Prop B were too weak and they were inadequate.
Barbara, next, the senator also said that the law placed, quote, undue restrictions on licensed kennels, and he added that the bill was taking people's rights away from them. Barbara, it is correct that the law does place restrictions on licensed breeding facilities. Do you feel that restrictions are overburdensome?
Absolutely not. First of all, I don't think that there is a right to be cruel to dogs or to other animals. You know, we've had anti-cruelty laws in this country since the 1600s. And there's a reason for that. Under Proposition B, the laws here in Missouri will actually be brought up to a level of just very basic humane care. You know, in the past 3 years alone, 15 other states chose to strengthen their laws governing large-scale dog breeding facilities. Missouri is woefully behind in this area. The last time that our laws in this matter were upgraded was 18 years ago. And in those 18 years, the situation and the conditions for the dogs at these facilities have not gotten any better. As a matter of fact, they've gotten worse. Prop B is absolutely critical to ensure basic humane care for the dogs.
The senator also remarked that the proposition was written and promoted by people who, quote, don't know anything about the dog industry. Do you want to comment about that?
Well, the language in Proposition B was put together over a period of months. And it was put together by a group of individuals, including attorneys, including investigators with years of experience, and who have been inside hundreds of large-scale dog breeding facilities. There was a great deal of care taken in putting this together to ensure that we are curbing and addressing the worst abuses that we see time and again at these facilities. Prop B is reasonable, and it will ensure humane care for the dogs.
Very good. The senator also strongly objected to the failure of the new law to require humane societies to meet the same requirements as the breeding facilities. Does he have a point there?
Well, I think that's an interesting statement. Proposition B addresses the care of dogs at large-scale for-profit breeding facilities. These are commercial breeding facilities where there is an incentive to cut all the wrong corners in order to maximize profits. And that's exactly what we've seen at many of these facilities. And so the standards are very basic standards. They're standards that many other states have in place, and these facilities should be able to meet those standards. The reality is that there is a difference between dogs that are being kept in tiny little 2x2 boxes for their whole lives so that they can breed litter after litter for profit, for somebody's profit. And animal shelters where, or rescue groups where dogs are going to be for a short period of time, you know, perhaps a few weeks while they're waiting to be rehomed. That being said, the standards encapsulated in Prop B actually reflect the standards that are the common standards that are available for animal shelters for the care of the dogs. So, you know, if you think about the size of the cages that are being required under Prop B, those are the size cages that you see when you walk into a shelter and look at dogs who are available for adoption. So there's a great deal of consistency, but the reality is we have a problem with large-scale breeding facilities in Missouri. We're known as the puppy mill capital of the country. The animal shelters and rescue groups are cleaning up after this industry right now. That's what Prop B is geared towards addressing.
Missouri State Senator Chuck Pergeson also objected to the arbitrary limit of 50 breeding dogs per facility. Why was this legislation, Barbara, written as having a number as the limiting factor rather than the quality or cleanliness of the facility?
Well, Prop B was actually written to accomplish both of those things. There are very clear, basic standards that are set out to ensure that the dogs are cared for. But what we've found here in Missouri is that when the size of the facilities gets really large, things tend to spiral out of control. And even facilities that were once taking proper care of the dogs end up suffering a crisis or something happens, and suddenly the conditions just deteriorate and those dogs end up suffering. So what we found in looking at the inspection report from State Department of Agriculture inspections as well as USDA inspections, was that when you look at the serious violations and the repeat violations, those facilities tended to have more than 50 adult breeding dogs. If you think about it, it makes sense. 50 is an awful lot of dogs to take care of. If you spend 20 minutes a day with each of those dogs, that's a 16-hour day. That doesn't include caring for the puppies. It doesn't include caring for the facility. It doesn't include paperwork. And it certainly doesn't include what happens if, you know, somebody is sick that day and you're falling behind. So you just end up in a situation where you're stretched too thin and one thing seems to push the facility over the edge and suddenly the dogs are not being properly cared for. What also happens in those situations is you end up with, you know, if there's a large rescue because the facility is too big and there are too many dogs and the care has fallen, you end up with rescue groups and shelters that are completely overwhelmed by the numbers of dogs. By
Barbara, I want to ask you,
it helps to protect taxpayers, it helps to protect the facilities, and it helps to protect the dogs.
Very good. We have to take a break in 1 minute, so if you can answer this question before the break, I'd appreciate it. The senator feels that this legislation is part of a strategy by the Humane Society of the United States to begin a process of restricting the livestock industry, and that this is, in fact, a first step. And he also points to the Humane Society's website as evidence for this. Is that your ultimate goal?
Well, I invite listeners to look at two websites. The Humane Society's website, which is humanesociety.org, and also the Missouri for Dogs website. That's Missouri for Dogs, all spelled out, .com. No, the allegation is just wrong, and it's basically ridiculous. The Proposition B is about dogs at large-scale breeding facilities, and that's all it's about. That's what the...
Did you know that there's a huge problem with pet overpopulation? There are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now, everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking about the recently passed law in Missouri called the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act, and we're speaking to Barbara Schmitz. She's Missouri's State Director for the Humane Society of the United States. Okay, Barbara, we also had a chance to speak with David Pragel. He's a spokesperson for the Missouri Veterinary Medical Association, or MVMA. And now I'd like you to respond to a couple of his main points, okay?
Certainly.
First, he believes that the main impact of the law is that the puppy breeding business is going to be pushed out of the state of Missouri and be taken up by other states, Oklahoma, Illinois, Kansas, Arkansas. And his point was that the well-being of the puppies is not being considered if you just push the businesses to other states. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that he's basing his statements on some false assumptions. And the first thing I'd like to mention is that right now the puppies are paying the price. We're known as the puppy mill capital of the country. And the sad reality is that I've personally spoken with so many people from Missouri as well as from across the country. And those individuals have purchased puppies that came from breeding facilities in Missouri. And literally, I cannot tell you how many times I've talked to people whose puppies died within days of purchase. There also are people who ended up with hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dollars of veterinary fees for puppies that they had just purchased or, you know, maybe even a few weeks or a few months earlier purchased. And I think that that speaks to the problems that we have in the industry. And that means that the dogs are being bred under inhumane circumstances. They're in situations where they have genetic issues, they have other health issues, and they're living lives of misery unless and until they can get proper care. Prop B will help to correct that situation. It's going to ensure that the breeding dogs are taken proper care of, very basic care, but proper care. And that means that the puppies themselves are going to have a better chance at being healthy and ending up in situations where they're not going to die within days of purchase or have persistent problems that go on through their lives.
A spokesperson for the MVMA, Missouri Veterinary Medical Association, David Pragel, also spoke about the problem of not enough enforcement of the laws that are in place right now. Is he correct in that enforcement is lax in Missouri in the puppy breeding business in general?
I think that the problems that we've seen have been encouraged and perhaps even have allowed us to be a safe haven for problem facilities because our laws have been so weak and inadequate. When you have such vague laws, it makes it very difficult to enforce them. And so you end up with inspectors who go out time and time and time again. And essentially, we've had a system where enforcement has been paralyzed. Prop B helps to open up the system, and it's going to be much more workable. Under Prop B, the standards are clear. There aren't giant loopholes. There aren't the vagaries that we've had to deal with for more than 18 years. And that means that local enforcement officials, as well as the State Department of Agriculture officials, are going to be more able and better able to enforce It also means that everybody's going to understand what those standards are for the first time. So the facilities themselves who want to comply will be able to do so under Prop B. They won't have all of the guesswork that they've had for so many years.
He strongly feels that demand for these puppies is the problem. Do you agree? And did you consider attacking the demand side of the equation in this proposition?
Well, first of all, anybody, if there's any listener out there who's interested in purchasing a puppy, if you are looking for a puppy and you cannot physically see the conditions under which the parents of the puppy are living, you should immediately be concerned that you're dealing with a puppy mill. If you are able to see the circumstances under which that puppy was born and bred and is being raised until the puppy is sold, that is extremely helpful. Otherwise, you should really have a huge red flag in your mind. The reality is that, yes, there are a lot of people who want to purchase puppies. They will be able to purchase healthy puppies under Proposition B. That's going to be a huge advantage. If you look at the breeders who are taking proper care of their dogs in Missouri right now, they are appalled, and they are actually paying the price for those who are cutting all the corners and causing so much harm. Under Proposition B, it will be possible to have Missouri actually have a decent reputation as a puppy seller for the first time in a very long time, in decades. That's going to help the people who are taking proper care of the puppies. It's going to improve the reputation, and that means that people are no longer going to be so scared to buy a puppy that comes from Missouri as they are now.
Barbara, I know you're the Missouri State Director for the Humane Society of the United States. You're also the campaign manager for Missourians for the Protection of Dogs, which was is a group that was really instrumental in getting this proposition passed. What is the Missourians for the Protection of Dogs? How did it come about, and will it stay active?
Yes, unfortunately, our coalition is still working to help protect Proposition B. We also are working very hard to implement Prop B. We're working alongside breeders and others to ensure that everybody is ready and that the facilities who are not yet in compliance can come into compliance as soon as the law goes into effect. The law has passed. It's on the books. It's official, but it's going to take effect in a few months. Our coalition was formed because when we checked with folks who care about animals, and particularly with dogs here in Missouri, the number one issue on their minds is the fact that we are known as the puppy mill capital of the country and that we are literally churning out many, many thousands of puppies every year and selling them all over the country. So the quality of care has been substandard at many facilities in Missouri for a long time. That was what was on people's minds when we asked. We knew that it was going to take a great deal of effort to address this problem, and so all of us came together and we put forward Proposition B, and of course the voters voted yes, and so we now have a new law on the